From KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday the 13th of May, and we are taking your questions and answers live this hour, so give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. That's what Kate did, or Katie, rather, wondering if there's a grocery store or dairy distributor in North Texas that sells Vla. And I looked up Vla, and it's a Dutch dairy item that's apparently really popular in the Netherlands. And Katie's looking for it here. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. In the email inbox, anything at kera.org, Robert wants to know why so many street signs on poles are crooked. He asks, is it the summer heat that did it? Is the city going to straighten them up, or will they straighten up in the winter? And also wants to know, why is the city of Dallas breaking up good-looking street pavement in small sections, generally about 10 by 20 feet, and relaying it? He says, for example, Walnut Hill by the DART station, Audelia near Northwest Highway, Mockingbird Lane near the lake and Crest Lake. If you know an answer to Robert's questions, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Stacy wrote us to anything at kera.org. Looking for a place near Richardson or Plano that will repair costume jewelry. She says, I already know about Fast Fix at the mall, but I'm looking for other suggestions. Anybody have a recommendation for Stacy? And let's see, one more before we go to the phones here. This is from Stanley, who's looking for Trichogramma wasp eggs for pest control. Anybody know where to find Trichogramma wasp eggs? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's get started today with Jeremy in Denton. Hello, Jeremy.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well.
Good. Well, my question was, a lot of times on NPR, in between segments on the news or just different things, that often they play like little tracks, like music. Like sometimes they sing, sometimes not. But I just was wondering if there was anywhere on the website or any place to go to find out where those artists are, or who they
sure.
are.
Sure. So if you hear it during, like, Morning Edition or All Things Considered, you can go to the web rundowns for those shows on npr.org, and you can usually find the track, the information there. It's a little trickier here, and actually we get questions on the show sometimes that are like, at 8:43 on Thursday morning, the 12th of May, I heard this track. Does anybody know what it is? And, you know, we don't have the capacity to list every single thing off, but sometimes we're able to help you during the show.
Okay, great. So, thanks.
Right. Hey, thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And it looks like the Twitterverse is functioning today. We have not broken Twitter yet on the show, but let's try. Tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Got a question from Cindy, who says, I'm looking for vegan restaurant options in the Garland, Mesquite, or Rowlett area. Anybody have any suggestions for vegan restaurant options in the Garland, Mesquite, Rowlett area of North Texas? Got a question from Ross in Corinth, who says, I've heard that Grand Central Terminal in New York City will keep your luggage for a fee if, say, you have an extended layover and want to do some exploring. Is there any truth to this, or is something like this available in New York City? So Ross in Corinth is going through New York City, or if Ross in Corinth was going to travel through New York City with an extended layover, where can he keep his luggage, or will someone keep his luggage, or will they do it at Grand Central Terminal? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to David in Fort Worth. Hello, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
This was from a while back, but I recall some months ago somebody was looking for an individual that could repair antique electronics, vacuum tube stuff, and I had to find somebody like that myself, and it took me forever.
Right.
But there's not a lot of people out there doing that anymore. So I thought I'd share that.
Oh, so you found someone?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a business or is it a...
It's a retired individual apparently
and...
doing this...
Okay.
Well, he's been doing it for some time now.
And what it looks like we've already got your details off the air, but the information. But what part of the city are they in?
I'm not sure where he lives, but DFW.
It's very mysterious. Very, very mysterious, David. Your mystery tube electronics repair person. But we'll see if we we've got his info from you, and if anybody reaches back out to us, we can share that with him. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Very mysterious. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next is Kelly calling from Plano. Hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hey there.
I've had this problem for years, so it would be so great if somebody knows the answer. Basically, I'm looking for something that would clean some odd spots on a windshield. I only see these spots when it's wet or there's high humidity. And unfortunately, if the sun hits my windshield or if I'm driving in the rain at night and it's a street light, it's almost blinding.
So it's like condensation or something? Or
no, I only see it when there's condensation on the windshield. I was told it's calcium deposits, but I tried CLR to clean it off.
Right.
And that didn't work. And you don't see them when the windshield's dry.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer for you.
Great. Thanks
so much. Thanks
for calling. Love the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's see. Speaking of email, John says those crooked street signs are probably due to the composition of the soil. The drying up of the clay causes shifting, which also affects residents' mailboxes, the slabs under houses, et cetera, et cetera. Got an email from Chris in Dallas who is looking for someone who can repair a small damaged area of a large borrowed dog crate that I need to return. Uh-oh. Looks like a simple weave of cane or wicker. Does anyone know who repairs cane or wicker in the Richardson area? Well, it's interesting that we got this cane or wicker repair question, because we got into this whole conversation about wicker last week, and we got some answers on this. Let's see. The dining room chair question. We had a dining room chair question about repairing the wicker backs of dining room chairs, and Ron said, I don't think it's wicker. It's probably cane. It's typically called caning and requires some skill to install, and you can get that stuff, that material for it, at Michael's. So there's an answer there on where to find the raw materials for it. We also got an answer from Nicole in Dallas, who said, you might check out Dallas Caning and Supplies. Now, if you can't fix the borrowed dog crate yourself, maybe the folks at Dallas Caning and Supplies, which sounds like a place where sounds like a place where you could get tortured too, right? No, the Dallas Caning and Supplies, I'm sure they have somebody who does that kind of work. Nicole also said on the question about where to find dry ice, which is apparently a question that we had, that she says my Kroger at Mockingbird in Greenville has sold dry ice, so maybe a big Kroger in Irving also has it. People have better memories of the show than I do, because apparently we got a question about where to find dry ice in Irving, and Nicole says check out a Kroger in Irving. And in answer to the question we had last week about meeting people, Nicole recommends volunteering for a cause or organization that you care about and says that's a great way to meet like-minded people. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next on the phone to David in Dallas. Hello, David.
Hi.
How are you? Doing well.
I have an answer, or to expand on the answer, I heard one answer about the street signs and the streets needing to be repaved. The the email answer is correct. It's the soil composition, which is the Blackland Prairie of North Texas. It's a heavy, dark black clay, and it has a between its completely wet state and its completely dry state, there's a 6-inch difference. So if it gets too dry, it'll shrink, and then it expands when it's really, really wet, like right now when it's all the rain.
Right.
So it's a very unstable soil.
All right. David, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
You can tweet me as well, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter, and that's what, this listener did. For Ross in Corinth about the luggage in New York, this listener says, check out at City Co. Pilot in Lower East Side of New York City for luggage storage. So there's an answer there. We also, we got one on this on the phone. Let's talk next to Kelly in Murphy. Hey, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I actually used this. I found this in a book. They said go to the big Macy's in New York City. And when you go to New York City, the big, I don't remember the location, but the great big Macy's, you can check your luggage in there while you shop, but they don't care whether you leave or not. So I've actually done that.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the tip.
Certainly.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. That's where we got this from. This is the email about a restaurant suggestion in Rowlett. This is from Ali, who says, check out Opa Greek. Amazing food, he says, and homemade baklava. Although we're specifically looking for vegan, and I'm not sure. I mean, there are vegan items on the Greek menu, right? Because olives and stuff like that. But but if you have a list or a suggestion for a vegan place in Rowlett, I think that's what our listener was looking for. This is from Steve, who emailed us, anything at kera.org. While mowing the lawn last weekend, Steve says, my roommate and I were dive-bombed by several birds. We could see no nest nearby. He says they were small, streamlined with black, simmering blue, he says, feathers and tan bellies. What kind of bird is this, and how did we annoy them so much? It might have been a mockingbird. Might have been. Mockingbirds will do this kind of thing. But we'll see if somebody else has a suggestion, because that's why we do the radio show. We had a question last week about how to remove black hair dye in carpet. And Christina says, I've removed black permanent marker and another time, to my amazement, spilled latex paint on carpet, and both times got it out without a trace using what's something called Joe Campanelli's Professional Formula Stain Remover. Christina says, I've seen it sold on Amazon, on QVC. I don't know if it's sold in town, but Christina says a good bet would be to check Lakewood Hardware or Elliott's Hardware. Christina adds, don't put anything on the stain before trying this product. You shake the can, hold it upside down, and a needle spray comes out so you can easily hit the spots you want to hit. So Christina recommends Joe Campanelli's Professional Formula Stain Remover for that kind of thing. And one other question that came in last week from Pat and Richardson. Pat wants to know if anybody's found soaker hoses that will last through the hot weather season. Anybody have any suggestions? Because apparently Pat's soaker hoses are springing leaks that are bigger than intended. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's exactly what Garland did. Garland says those Trichogramma wasp eggs can be found at North Haven Gardens in Dallas. So North Haven Gardens is your Trichogramma wasp eggs source. And I think they also sell beneficial nematodes and all that kind of stuff too. So we are in the full-on critter season here, after all. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and let's talk next to Ray in Hearst. Hello, Ray.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well.
Good. I was calling about the gentleman that inquired about tube repair.
Yeah.
Old units. There is a place in the mid-cities in Bedford called Dallas Vintage Audio, and they repair that kind of stuff. I think they're only there about 4 days a week, though.
Okay, Dallas Vintage Audio.
Yeah.
Great. Ray, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Kim in Denton. Hello, Kim.
Hello. Listen, I may have two answers for
okay.
you. One is about the windshield. I had a problem with road grime in a new car, in a used car I had bought.
Mm-hmm.
And I used vinegar. Vinegar is excellent for removing any and all types of grease and spots.
It's a good window cleaner, too.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And the other answer I have is I believe those birds that were dive bombing that man, the way you described them, were swallows.
Ah, okay.
Okay, they're very streamlined. They're blue above, and they do tend to fly very, very quickly. But I've never heard them dive bombing anybody, but they may have a nest nearby.
Okay, thanks for calling.
And the nest would be up under the eaves. They
oh, right, right. Yeah, it'd be like a... They build their little nests up underneath stuff.
Yeah, with their saliva.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Kim.
You're welcome. Right.
Up next to 800-933-5372 is Katie in Burleson. Hello, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Well, I had a question. I have a teddy bear that belonged to my mother-in-law, mm-hmm. and this was the late 60s, early 70s when she had it, and its head was connected by some kind of a string, which has broken. And other than that, it's showing, you know, wear, mm-hmm. and I want to get it restored somehow, and I cannot find a place that does that for the life of me.
Okay. Well, and you're looking specifically in the Burleson area or pretty much anywhere?
No. I mean, I can drive. I drive all over the place. I work in Grapevine, so... You know,
okay.
I drive all over the place.
We'll see if we have. I'm sure someone knows where to get a teddy bear restored.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. This is from Nick, who says, I'm a Highland Park resident currently attending West Point, about 60 miles north of New York City. He says, we take a train to Grand Central Terminal when we have a weekend off, and there are no lockers to store bags there for security reasons, but there is a place called Schwartz Luggage Storage between 5th and 6th Avenue. So check out Schwartz Luggage Storage between 5th and 6th Avenue. Nick, thanks so much for your response. Thanks for listening up at West Point. Let's see. This is from Christopher, who emailed us and said, on the soaker hoses question, buy the flat fabric soaker hoses, not the hard, round plastic fiber ones. I'm assuming because those will last longer. Got a question from Diane, who says, actually Diana, who says, I'm curious about the story of the Fair Park area and what was on those grounds before the buildings we have today. Anybody know for Diana what was there before Fair Park? Was built, and it was built, you know, there were some things happening there before. I think there used to be a horse racing track, but before the 1936 exposition buildings were built, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. One more from Manon, who says, I found that I recognize a number of the Between Bites tracks on KERA and NPR from Spotify's electronic study music playlist. So you might check out Spotify's electronic study music playlist as a source for that. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Alex in McKinney. Hello, Alex.
Hello, how are you today?
Doing well.
I had an answer to the question about the window. A lady before on the phone said vinegar was good.
Mm-hmm.
However, don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but they put a UV protection on the windows, mm-hmm. and it's inside the glass. And I believe that can get damaged over time. So if she has an older car, that UV protection is damaged, and you can only see it when it gets wet or condensation gets on the window if it gets cold. So she probably is going to need a new windshield.
Might be time for a new windshield.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks. Usually you can't get that off.
Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. Let's get one more on this. Let's talk to Gita in Frisco. Hello, Gita.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Well, I have an answer for the lady who called about a windshield. Mm-hmm. And growing up in Asia, we had all different kinds of things. But one of the things that worked is you spray the windshield with hose, water, wet it nicely, and then take a cigarette, take out the tobacco, and rub the tobacco on the windshield. And it is so commonly used, and I have grown up seeing that it does work.
Hmm. On the outside?
On the outside. Okay. Take out the tobacco from the cigarette, or mm-hmm. if you have any loose tobacco, mm-hmm. and really rub it in, like as though you're cleaning, scrubbing it with tobacco, and then rinse it out again nicely with the hose.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Gita.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Zachariah sent a tweet wondering, does anybody know what's up with all the Homeland Security vehicles in Tarrant County? And wants to know, is it a training exercise? Does anybody know what is happening there? Well, tweet me or give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. This is an email from Denise, who says, first of all, dry ice is available at the Menards on the corner of Shady Grove and Story Road in Irving. So there's your dry ice source, another one in Irving. And Denise wants to know if anyone's seen the plant commonly called winter cherry in a garden center around the Coppell, Irving, or Arlington area. Denise is looking for the plant commonly called winter cherry. Anybody have any suggestions for Denise? And Tom emailed, I tried to find an app to geolocate food trucks in the Fort Worth area. Tom says there are lots of apps that do this and will show trucks near your current location, but they all seem to be specific to a certain location. So one app may find the trucks in Seattle, but nowhere else. None appeared to find trucks in Fort Worth. Any DFW or nationwide food truck apps out there? Thomas says he'd prefer one that's for Android or that's Android capable. A national food truck finder app. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Speaking of finding food, let's talk to Michelle in Fort Worth. Hey, Michelle.
Hi. Thank you so much for your show. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
So not precisely in Rowlett, but mm-hmm. right next door in Richardson, mm-hmm. there's an amazing restaurant called Tons, T-O-N-S. Everything there is vegetarian or vegan, and everyone is really friendly. And if they're willing to go another 10 to 15 minutes in Coppell, there is a little cafe, and it's very worth it. It's all vegan, and it's called Goji's Cafe. That's G-O-J-I. And both of these restaurants have a vegan lunch buffet. So
great.
Definitely worth it.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next, let's talk to Doug in Arlington. Hello, Doug.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. I just had a quick question. Me and my roommate were talking the other day, and we noticed that there's a kind of a different fragrance in the water that we have, like tap water coming mm-hmm. out of the shower and also out of the kitchen. And we were wondering if maybe the cities have kind of changed their, the additives that they put in the water, because we noticed it both in Arlington and in Grapevine where we were.
Okay. Well, we'll see if they're – it may be a seasonal thing, but we'll see if somebody knows.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Up next at 800-933-5372, we have Jay in North Richland Hills. Hello, Jay.
Hi, Jeff. How are you today?
Doing great.
Very good. I got an answer for the soaker hose question.
Okay.
One way, if you're going to use a soaker hose and it's the black porous material that tends to be damaged by the UV rays over time, is just simply to bury it about 2 or 3 inches below the ground and just cover it up, and it will work fine, and it will eliminate the wear and tear from the UV rays on the hose. And it needs to be positioned about 1 foot away from the actual foundation.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's see. We got a couple of emails here. Anything at kera.org. This is from Jessica in Grapevine, who says pretty much any jewelry shop that advertises custom jewelry and repair will repair costume jewelry. Some fixes, like a broken spring, may be fixed for free. Jessica says, I worked at one shop in Oakland, California for several years that did this kind of thing. Let's see. We got a question from Aaron, who is wondering if the audience could suggest any billiard or pool halls that aren't bars, and if at all possible, smokeless in the Dallas or Fort Worth area. So non-smoking, non-bar, and even semi-quiet, Aaron says, billiard or pool halls. Sort of like a more of a serious billiard playing environment. We'll see if anybody has a suggestion for you, Aaron, on that. Let's see. This is Nancy, who emailed us and says, I'm looking for a good quality, all-electric hospital bed for my mother. The one she has a guardrail that sits in the wrong place, and it's very hard to move up and down. So I'm looking for something a little more like you'd find in a rehabilitation hospital. The kicker is I would like to not have to spend a fortune on it. Thanks for any suggestion you can send my way. You might want to reach out to the folks at the Durable Medical Equipment Exchange. If you Google that, you're going to find Durable Medical Equipment Exchange in Dallas, and just see if they can point you in the right direction, or maybe they can help you find what you're looking for. But we'll see if the audience, the smartest audience, most knowledgeable audience in radio, has a suggestion for you, Nancy. And let's see, one more before we go back to the phones. This is from Aaron, who says, I'm looking for colored garden hose in colors other than green. Looking for orange, teal, red, blue, or yellow. Anybody know where to find garden hose in orange, teal, red, blue, or yellow? Not green. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk next to Megan in Carrollton. Hello, Megan.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think Glenn Mitchell would be thrilled at the way you carry on with the whole anything you wanted to know thing. I'm a listener forever,
and thanks.
I think you do a great job.
Thanks very much.
I have two answers. One on the windshield. What I found on a vehicle many years ago when nothing would clean it is that, especially on an older windshield, they've actually been pitted by little stones, you know, that you've gotten hit by on the highway. And those little pits, you can't see in the bright sunlight, but mm-hmm. the water gets in there, and that's when you see it. And there is just nothing you can do except have the windshield replaced. So especially
just
on an
wear
older
and tear.
Vehicle.
Just wear and tear.
Yeah, it's just time to get a new one if the hail doesn't make you get one anyway.
Right, okay.
And on the soaker hoses, my husband and I do the foundation watering, mm-hmm. and we have tried everything over the course of many years. All different kinds of hoses, flat, buried, open, you name it. And nothing lasts more than two seasons. Even if it's underground, they still break down. We finally ended up making our own perforated PVC system to do the foundation watering because expensive stuff, cheap stuff, nothing holds up over more than a season or two.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Lee in Dallas. Hello, Lee.
Hey, Jeff. I agree with you with the last caller. I'm being a listener from back in the Glen Mitchell days.
Oh, thanks.
You're doing a good job there. On the blackbirds, the guy being bombed by blackbirds, I'm quite sure they're not, as you suggested.
Hey, Lee, are you talking to us on speakerphone? Can you pick up the phone? Because it's really hard to understand what you're saying. I just want to make sure.
Hold on a second.
Okay. just want to make sure that our audience hears your answer. There, that's much better. That's going to be much better. Are you there? Uh-oh.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. I'm on the train. That's why it's hard to hear me.
Okay.
I'm quite sure they're not mockingbirds, because mockingbirds are white on the bottom and gray on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And they with black striping on the wingtips and the tails, with longish tails. And I'm pretty sure they're also not swallows, as that one lady suggested, because swallows are kind of a dark gray and brown with really long tails. Mm-hmm. Really long tails. I've seen both. I have a mockingbird right outside my apartment, so he's kind of cheerful every time I come out the door there.
So what do you think they might be?
It could be a crow. They could be I don't know. Any number of actually black birds.
Right.
But raven, simply.
Well, Lee, thanks so much for calling.
All right. I can help more.
And thanks for listening to us while you're on your commute. 800-933-5372. There is a line open there, and let's get one more call before we go to a break from Terry in Lantana. Hey, Terry.
How are you today?
Doing well.
I had an answer for the lady talking about the hospital bed.
Yeah.
We actually got one through Medicare for my mother-in-law, and all she needed was a prescription from her doctor, and it was 100% free for her. So she may want to consider looking into that to get something appropriate and free or inexpensive.
Very good. Thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you.
It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address, of course, anything@kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Whatever you do, stay with us, because more of your questions, more of your answers coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our phone number is 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a bunch of emails here. Michael has a question about boarding cats. Michael says, in the past, when we've gone on vacation, we've left the cat in the house and had a neighbor come feed it every day. If you're gone for a long time, like a month, is this okay for the cat, or is it better to board the cat? Anybody have a suggestion? Wow. So what's going to make Michael's cat happier? Having somebody come every day for a month, or sticking them someplace with a bunch of other cats they don't know? I can just imagine. And Fiona Norton, who knows cats and who answers the phones for this show, is shaking her head in the other room right now. Because if you're a cat person, right, this is a tough question. Let's see. Denise emailed and says there's a place online called the Hannah Bruce Teddy Hospital where they repair vintage stuffed animals. Denise says they've been in business for about 20 years. They're wonderful at what they do. The Hannah with an H, H-A-N-N-A-H, Hannah Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, Teddy Hospital. So there is a place. There always is a place. Noah says, cover your soaker hoses with straw or mulch to keep them out of the direct sun, and they'll be fine. And Noah says, those dive-bombing birds are swallows. They're eating small flies and or insects being disturbed by the mowing. They mean you no harm and are probably feeding babies nearby. So there is another vote for swallows. Jim in Dallas wants to know if there is any place in the Dallas area where I can get a button, like the metal pin kind, custom-made with my chosen text. any place to get a. It sounds like he wants the metal, like a metal button with it sort of silkscreened on the metal, but they make those with the plastic that wraps around too. Is there a place to do that in Dallas? Anybody know for Jim? And Joan wants to know, how do you clean car headlights? Or do they have to be replaced? Can the outside cover be removed and cleaned? Or do I have to buy a new one? I saw a trick with toothpaste on the outside of your headlight. You know, because the headlights nowadays on every car that's been made for decades, right? It's like a you go inside and you replace the bulb because the outside lens is like a plastic part of the car. But they do get really – there's wear and tear on those, just like the windshields, I guess. And they get kind of where they're more and more opaque. And I heard somebody say – use toothpaste, and it'll clean off some of that. But I don't know. Haven't tried it. Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next on the phones is Anthony in Dallas. Hello, Anthony.
Hello.
Hey there.
I had a real quick question. I'm going to take my answer off the air.
Okay.
Over the southern skies, I've seen a triangular-shaped object. I don't know if it's a star or weather balloon or whatever, and it seems to be moving. I didn't know if anyone else had saw that.
And when are you seeing it?
It's like 11 o'clock at night in the southwest sky, way up.
Okay. Well, we'll see if somebody has an idea.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next is at 800-933-5372 is Randy in Garland. Hey, Randy.
Hey, I called last week, but you ran out of time. Mm-hmm. You were talking in the discussion about shutting the water off in your house.
Yeah.
Like you're going on vacation.
Yeah.
And basically what I heard through the whole show was they determined that to shut it off at the valve out front at the water meter.
At the meter, right. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, that's not what you want to do because when you do that, your whole system still has water standing in it. The water heater still got water standing in it. If you go on vacation and happen the wintertime freezes, it's going to be a bad deal. And you were discussing the issue of the two valves up front, but no one told you what the purpose of those two valves are. And you actually do want them working, and you do need them according to code. And what the valve is, you have two valves there.
Right.
One is to shut off the water coming into the house. So if you happen to have a leak and you want to try and figure out whether the leak is under the house or in the yard, you can isolate the two parts of the house and the yard with that valve. The other valve is a drain down valve. So if you do go on vacation, you shut the water valve off at the house and open the drain down valve. So you drain all the water out of the existing pipes under the house or in the attic or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you want to drain your water heater because your water heater will not drain on its own. It does what's called an air trap. It'll drain down a little bit and then there'll be air in the line and the water can't siphon out. So you would have to drain that with a water hose off the bottom of your tank. So if those two valves don't work at your house, I know the plumber said don't mess with it because it's a bummer of a job to do.
Right.
You probably should have them fixed and drain your house down correctly instead of assuming that if you shut it off at the valves that you're going to be okay.
Well, you know, for my house, I don't know whether they work or not because I've never tried to operate.
Yeah, they probably don't. Most homes don't. And if you do tamper with them, they usually leak. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, if you really want to take care of your home and you're not sure whether those valves work or you're pretty sure they don't,
right,
you should probably schedule to get them fixed.
All right. Hey, Randy, thanks for calling.
All right, y'all take care. Right.
Let's talk next to Jeff calling from Dallas. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff. I just wanted to give a quick answer to the question about the Homeland Security vehicles in Tarrant County. I live in Southlake, and we received a notice that there was going to be an exercise. I think it goes this entire weekend for an active shooter scenario at the Saber facility up in Southlake.
Okay. Oh, and you said in Southlake?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, Jeff, thanks for letting us know. It's good to know, and it's good that it's sad that our security agencies need to practice for that stuff, but I think we probably all want them to practice for that stuff. So
absolutely. It sounds like just some training going on this weekend.
Thanks for calling.
You betcha.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's see. We got one vote via Twitter for, this is from someone who says, board the cat. Don't leave the cat for a month with no care. Well, I think they're going to have somebody come by and take care of it and like hang out and visit with the cat. But you're right. Cats do need, they require at least some attention, whether they want to admit it or not. They do like to be paid attention to. And, this listener suggests the Catco, at the Catco, as a place to board the cat for a month. Let's see. We got a tweet from someone who says, toothpaste works great on headlights. Have done it to two of our cars. So there is a vote for the toothpaste application. Got some emails. From Sarah says the Republican National, the Republican National Convention. Actually, it's the state convention that's in Dallas. Could explain the Homeland Security vehicles in Tarrant County. I don't think so, because that's all happening in the Kay Bailey Hutchison Convention Center in downtown Dallas, and it sounds like we got that solved or got that question answered. Brian emailed and says, my wife, who's from Detroit, suggests the Doll Hospital and Toy Soldier Shop in Berkeley, Michigan. Call to arrange repair and ship the teddy bear for repair to the Doll Hospital and Toy Soldier Shop in Berkeley, Michigan. So there's an answer on that, too. Let's see. This is, vegan lunch buffet question. Jessica says, I didn't hear the question, only a few answers, but there's a vegan-friendly Indian food restaurant in Richardson at Coit. In Richardson at Coit and Beltline called the Madras Pavilion. Jessica says it's 100% vegetarian, southern Indian food, and delicious. Most items are vegan. So there's another vote for that. But this was specifically, I think, in the Mesquite, Rowlett kind of area. And I think we got some suggestions on that. Gabrielle says you can find colored garden hoses that aren't just green at Nicholson Hardy on Lover's Lane. And let's see. This is on the headlight question. Jim in Dallas says auto parts stores have kits for polishing the lenses on your headlights. So there's one more answer on that. Let's go back to the phones and talk to William calling from Dallas. Hello, William.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Yes. I just wanted to know if there's any repair shop that works for Nooks and the tablets and the iPad. And not laptops, I mean, those kind of devices.
Okay. We'll see if we get some. You're looking in the Dallas area?
Yes, I live in North Dallas.
Okay. So we'll see if we get some answers for you. If not today, maybe next week, because we have a few minutes left. But thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
If you know a place that will repair Nooks or tablets in the North Dallas area, let us know. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. On the headlight question, Karen in Hearst says the headlight covers are really only good for about 10 years, less if you drive a lot or drive in dry, dusty air. The plastic is corroded. Look online for replacement at about half the price of the dealer. And Karen says, I missed my turn once going home at night when my lights were dim from so much of that corrosion. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phones to Melanie in Midlothian. Hey, Melanie.
You can hear me okay.
We'll muscle through for a second. Go right ahead.
Okay, now I'm off.
There you go.
Here.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the lesson today is please don't call in on speakerphone. So thanks for
agreed.
Yep.
I have have a couple of answers.
Okay.
For the bear the teddy bear repair, she may save herself a little bit of time and stress from putting him in a box and shipping him off to somewhere. There's something called deep cleaning. There's a Facebook group online called Laundry Love and Science, which is where I learned about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you mix like OxyClean and Tide and a few different detergents, and you soak for a long time, probably 3 or 4 hours. And I've seen Cabbage Patch Kids and teddy bears from hood and things like that come out amazing, and you just want to really, I don't know what's
happening. I think
and then the dive bombing birds, we have those at our house and our neighbors. So,
what kind of birds do you think they are, Melanie? You're kind of breaking up there. All right, we lost Melanie. Maybe she'll call back or email us anything at kera.org. Time to get a few more calls, though. Let's talk to Dan and Tyler. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey there.
Regarding the headlight thing,
yeah,
I look on YouTube for all the do-it-yourself stuff,
mm-hmm.
and there are lots of videos that show how the toothpaste works and what brand and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
But you're right. Toothpaste does work. YouTube has a lot of videos about how to repair your car in all aspects.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Let's see. We got catboarding and headlight repair seem to be the leading trends today. And this is from Jan, who says, the ideal is really to have a neighbor or someone the cat knows come in the house to feed, clean the litter box, have some social interaction. Jan says there are wonderful pet sitters available also. Ask your vet if they have some referrals. Some boarding facilities have large cat runs with tree limbs, climbing shelves, etc. for the cat to entertain herself. It is an environmental enrichment. If you board frequently, the cat will come to know the personnel and enjoy coming, and Jan says in parentheses, sometimes. Dogs are the same. And our cat expert, our in-house cat expert also, says cats prefer to be in their own environment. The ideal solution would be a house sitter, maybe a relative or a friend. They don't have to stay, you know, if you're not worried about somebody being there overnight all the time, they don't have to stay all the time, but they can, you know, come and spend a little bit of time. If they're going to watch a show or something, what you do is you find out, hey, what's your favorite wine or what's your favorite kind of beer? And or what's your favorite fruit or what's your favorite snack? Or I'll leave a couple of dollars a day on the kitchen table for you. And, you know, you set it up so they can come and make sure they can log into your Netflix or your HBO Go or whatever it is. And somebody who likes your cat. But there we got a couple of votes, one for boarding and one for homestay, and then one that's kind of down the middle. So good luck leaving your cat for a month. I would love to hear how your cat reacts when you come back. Because we've all been there, right? It's been a long time since I've had a cat, but we've all been there. This was Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Produced today by Sam Guzman. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton, of course, answers your cat questions through me. And answers your phone calls. Christine McConnell produces our podcast, which you can find absolutely free at kera.org/anything. As a matter of fact, you can subscribe to the podcast there or just click on the subscribe button, or you can click and play any of the last 10 hours or download them. Although, you know, I mean, we're just giving it away. We're just giving this away every week. You can find it there. And of course, email us your questions, comments, suggestions, hopes, dreams at kera.org, anything at kera.org. Once again, I'm Jeff Whittington. You can find me on Twitter. At Jeff Whittington is who I am on Twitter. And thanks so much for listening and for writing and calling in. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.